And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of Dorothy L. Sayers, born in Oxford, 1893. She was one of the first women to graduate from Oxford with a degree in medieval literature. Her first two books were volumes of poetry, then her first mystery novel, Whose Body, 1923, featuring Lord Peter Wimsey, a witty aristocrat who solved mysteries as a hobby. She wrote 11 more novels featuring Lord Peter. It's the birthday of the novelist and diarist Frances Burney, born in Norfolk, England, 1752. She started keeping a diary when she was 16 years old and kept it up for over 70 years. Her father had some famous friends, so she wrote about them, Dr. Johnson, James Boswell, David Garrick, Sir Joshua Reynolds. She was a lady-in-waiting at the court of King George III and Queen Charlotte, so she wrote about the madness of the king. She married a French general, Alexandre D'Arblay, and thanks to him, she got a close look at the Battle of Waterloo and wrote about that. She also wrote about her own mastectomy, performed without any anesthesia except a single glass of wine. Her first published novel, Evelina, or The History of a Young Lady's Entrance into the World, 1778, a comedy of manners, was a great success, and she succeeded in making novel writing an acceptable thing for women to do and inspired Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, which came along about 25 years later. It's the birthday of Yeats, William Butler Yeats, born in Dublin, 1865. He grew up in a Protestant family at a time when Ireland was an English colony. Most members of the Irish Protestant upper class were pro-British, but Yeats didn't care about politics. He cared about poetry. He fell in love with a beautiful actress named Maud Gonne, who spoke out for Irish nationalism. She became the love of his life, and it was Maud Gonne who inspired Yeats to try to use his writing as a force for national unity. Came to believe that if he could get in touch with the deep mythic history of the Irish people, he could pull the country together with poetry. He spent years writing plays about Irish nationalism for Maud Gonne, but she married somebody else and he gave up trying to win her love, gave up on the idea of writing poetry for the collective soul of Ireland, wrote poetry for himself. And about the same time that he stopped trying to use poetry as a political force, he started getting involved in politics and served for 6 years in the Irish Senate. Here's a poem for today by Louise Bogan entitled Night. The cold, remote islands and the blue estuaries, where what breathes the restless wind of the inlets, and what drinks the incoming tide, where shell and weed wait upon the salt wash of the sea, and the clear nights of stars swing their lights westward to set behind the land, where the pulse clinging to the rocks, renews itself forever, where, again, on cloudless nights, the water reflects the firmament's partial setting. Oh, remember, in your narrowing dark hours, that more things move than blood in the heart. Louise Bogan's poem Night from her collection The Blue Estuaries, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation, Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.